Thank you for listening to the Good News Is podcast, bringing you the good news from around the globe. A report by the American Lung Association recently found that air pollution has fallen to its lowest level since the group began collecting data in the year 2000. The nonprofit organization credits the Clean Air Act for the trend toward tougher environmental standards for airborne smog and soot, and also the cleanup of major air pollution sources, such as coal-fired power plants and older SUVs, pickup trucks, and diesel engines. You don't hear much good when it comes to the Greek economy, but a new website has been launched to offer some relief. Good News Greece is the first news agency to highlight the positive side of what is happening in Greece. Our goal is to showcase every person, team, idea, technology, or innovation that deserves to be an example for the Greece of the future, says lead editor Dimitris Polymenopoulos. News stories this week include 8 Greeks named in Time's 100 Most Influential People, the arrest of a smuggling gang intent on sending drugs to the 2012 Olympics, and teams of Greek scientists proposing solutions for cell obesity and the use of fiber optic lasers in cancer treatment. You can follow the good news from Greece on their English website, goodnews.gr. Cancer survivor Mike Stevens has been through a dozen rounds of chemo, a lobectomy, gamma knife surgery, and 2 clinical trials, yet he's always quick to laugh, crack a joke, or break into an enormous smile. He regularly speaks live before large groups of people. As a cancer superstar, a stage 4 lung cancer patient who's outlived his prognosis by 5 years, he begins his speeches with the question, "Who thinks that cancer is the best thing that ever happened to you? Think about it. Before I was diagnosed, I hadn't talked to my dad in 10 years. I called him up and now we talk all the time. I climbed the tallest mountain in the world, I entered a photo contest and won a 1-week trip to a photo safari in Africa, which I turned into a 3-week trip with my wife and kids. These are all things I never would have done had I not had cancer," says Mr. Stevens. To read more about Mike, visit lorihope.com or also at carepages.com. And our top story today comes from one of our listeners, Andy, from Springfield, Oregon, who wrote in to tell us his story of recent success. He says in 2008, he, like many people, began to struggle financially during the global economic crisis. His business failed, costing him his entire savings. He lost his longtime girlfriend and nearly lost his home. He had to find a new job and tells us he fell to the bottom and felt he had to work his way back up from nothing. And that's exactly what he did. He began by working as a pizza delivery driver until he found better work. Now he's found that better work, was recently promoted, is debt-free, and now 4 years later, he is making more money and doing better than ever. He contributes his success to spending 40 hours a week looking for work until he was hired and working extra hours and picking up overtime without hesitation. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening in to The Good News Is. You can send us your stories at thegoodnewsispodcast@gmail.com.